I think the key is in the transformation of the whole ecosystem, not only manufacturers, not only retailer, not only designer, brands. It has to be a common transformation. And to me, that is the key to meet this rising and market requirements you mentioned that are sometimes contradictory.
Hello, everybody. Emma here, your host of the Interline podcast. This time on the show, we're talking to Nicolas Favreau, who is a product marketing director at Lectra. Lectra has 50 years of experience in the fashion industry, providing powerful software, hardware, and services to build agility and efficiency. I wanted to speak to Nicolas because of his position and experience with one of Lectra's newest solutions for fashion, called Valia Fashion, and how the platform is supporting a more digitized workflow for fashion businesses. The platform aims to revolutionize the fashion ecosystem by simplifying every stage of fabric cutting, from preparation to planning and execution, and supports sustainability objectives, better collaboration between different business units, as well as brands and their manufacturers, to achieve a best-in-class performance. We also discuss what the next industrial revolution, with technology at its core, signifies for the fashion industry from Lectra's viewpoint. Whether more segments of the fashion value chain and various roles are becoming increasingly digital, lessons fashion can learn from other industries like furniture and automotive, and how to balance growing consumer demand for fashion with expectations for greater traceability and transparency. All this and so much more. Over now to my conversation with Nicolas. Welcome to another episode of the Interline podcast. My name is Emma Feldner-Bastien, and it gives me great pleasure to be here today with Nicolas Favreau. I hope I'm saying that right. Welcome to the podcast, Nicolas. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. And you said it right. Yes, I am Nicolas Favreau.
I'm glad. So let's start out by getting to know you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Tell me about your career and what your day-to-day looks like at Lectra.
Yes, so I'm Nicolas Favreau. I'm product marketing director at Lectra. And I'm in charge of designing manufacturing solutions by combining equipment, services, software, and data within three major industries: fashion, automotive, and furniture. And to tell you more, I have a mathematical background. Now I work in the industrial environment. However, previously I've worked in a more digital and tech business, which is to me important, an important track record in the context of the industrial transformation we're living. So what I can add is that I'm very committed in my mission, not only to observe this evolution and the transformation of the industry, but to take an active role in it.
Absolutely. I'll slot in another question. How do you think your mathematical background has helped you in your role and in your day-to-day? How has it kind of shaped what you do? I'm just curious.
Yeah, mainly I think it's, a pragmatic approach. Mainly this is what I keep from that training, I'm not in the day-to-day in the figures, out of business figures, but I would say the pragmatic approach, definitely.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your typical day? What do you do when you come into the office, and a little bit maybe about your team?
Yes, with my team, it's really about designing proper offer. You know, we may talk about this, but all the three industries I mentioned, they are facing great changes. And really, we are motivated, committed in defining the right solution to face those challenges that are different depending on the market. So it's our day-to-day is about defining the right solution, selecting the good technology, positioned properly in each region, in the right language, and each offer, each product made of equipment, engage our teams in the right development, our R&D team. So it's all about that, to, in the end, define the right solution to help our customer to transform themselves in this challenging context.
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of a challenging context, the world is changing so fast, and especially in the fashion industry. We know that Lectra has for a very long time been an advocate for Industry 4.0. I think it's really something that the company makes clear. Can you tell me a little bit about what that means to you, this Industry 4.0? And it can be across your three different sectors that you mentioned, but obviously focusing on fashion would be optimal. But just in general, what do you think Industry 4.0 means and how important is it?
Yeah, I think for what regards the Industry 4.0 transformation, there is something common in all the three industries I mentioned, even for others. You know, starting from the beginning, at Lectra, we've launched in 2017 our 4.0 strategy. We announced that strategy betting on disruptive technology, 4.0 technology that are the cloud, the big data, the IoT, and the artificial intelligence. And since that year, we've been developing all our solutions based on those technologies. And for what regards the manufacturing solutions, we call it Cutting Room 4.0. But such the name behind this concept of Industry 4.0 applied to the cutting room. So to me, this is exactly what Industry 4.0 means. It's all about technology. It is a revolution driven by technology. That's all. And I will add it is providential because it looks to be today the solution to the great challenges of those industries. Even if those challenges are different depending on the industry, automotive, fashion, and furniture, it is for us the solution to fix those challenges is definitely the Industry 4.0 and the technology that supports this transformation.
Right. And I just want to zoom in on fashion in particular. How do you think that the vision that Lectra has for the next industrial revolution is going to show up in the everyday lives of fashion professionals? And how should they be thinking about their priorities?
Yeah, that's very interesting question, but very frequent question. That's the concern of every player. They know they have to adopt this revolution, not for the sake of it, not for just for change, but to find a way to fix their issue and to transform themselves. And I have quite a clear answer and on this, that it is based on technology. As I said, this revolution is firstly technologic and it answers new fashion needs. That's why the way it's going to show up is by the adoption of those technologies. So I need to be more concrete. So let me give you some example. First, the cloud. I mentioned the cloud. The cloud technology, or sometimes we call it platform, will connect all players over the supply chain. Within Lectra Manufacturing Solutions, this cloud access will occur through a shared comprehensive workflow, but still it is a cloud solution. And thanks to that cloud, every player will work from order processing to cutting execution on the same cloud. So that is the collaboration between players, from designers to manufacturers, from brands to subcontractors, from a country to another. Each operation can be optimized considering constraint and objective of the others. That's the power of the cloud. So this is the first technology. A second one is data. Data or big data, because this cloud solution factors a comprehensive and common set of data, it gives the same visibility and transparency and traceability to the whole ecosystem. And I should mention a third one, which is artificial intelligence, probably the most disruptive one, which usage is allowed, by the way, by the two first one, cloud and big data. Without those one, you cannot have artificial intelligence. But since we are to deploy cloud and data, we can plug artificial intelligence. And now there is no limit in computing. Artificial intelligence can express its full potential. And this unlocks a new level of manufacturing performance. So it's really the adoption of those technologies that creates the change and the revolution. And one more thing, I need to be complete on this question, is that if those technologies are very powerful, they will be useless if not properly adjusted to the fashion context and workflow. That's also the value added of Lectra in this specific frame. Our solution, very technologic, is designed by fashion experts, embedding their expertise. And that is very important to match with the reality of the process and the constraints of our customers. So all in all, is with those technology and expertise, we intend to offer a revolutionary way of manufacturing. And it's disruptive. This is what we call Valia fashion, by the way.
Yes, we're going to talk about that more for sure. I really agree with you what you said. The reality is really important because I think a lot of fashion professionals know about all the things you've mentioned in terms of AI. I mean, everybody knows about AI now, and cloud computing, but it's really about grounding it in the practical steps. And you mentioned that your work is also, that's why I was interested in your background with mathematics, because I think you really have to keep grounded in reality because some of these concepts seem very abstract. So I totally agree that the reality is important with matching up the advanced capabilities that Lectra has. So just before I talk about Valia, or actually let's talk about it now because I think it's pretty interesting. So I'm interested to know more about it. And the solution is a cutting solution, and it promises to optimize every stage of fabric cutting through digitization, integration, workflow management, and real-time visualization. So previously, it was focused on furniture, but it's grown now to include fashion. Were you part of that change? And when did the adoption of fashion into Valia happen? Do I have this correct?
Yes, you are correct. And I should just adjust a few things. First, Valia Fashion is a digital platform based on cloud that connects all players of the supply chain, whatever they are, whoever they are, through a unique workflow from order processing to the manufacturing. And by connecting all the players following the same objective, we create a unique proposition. That is a real revolution for the industry. That is Valia Fashion. That's true, we've launched Valia Furniture, and that is a great success, a real change. We launched it in January 24. And this brings the digital transformation in an industry, a furniture industry with its own DNA. You know, the furniture industry is made of integrated companies working in pull mode. Pull mode means you produce only when you have an order. And just when you order a sofa, you buy a sofa, it triggers the production. So that's why they work in pull mode with very low volumes compared to the fashion, with specific challenges around the labor to maintain the know-how of their resources, and also to consider environmental impact and comply with the new CSR and traceability regulation. So for all those reasons, we can confirm now that Valia Furniture makes sense and revolution the furniture industry. But this Valia Furniture is not Valia Fashion. Fashion context is different. The volume, the impact, the workflow is different. You need, for example, to manage sizes of the garments, which is not the case in when making sofa. So we had to adapt this Valia Furniture, those technology 4.0, to the fashion context, to train our AI model, to work with fashion experts, to develop additional things to match with this different context. And we know now we reached our objective. It's proven work. While I'm speaking, we already have users, testers, first adopters using it and making incredible achievement. I can claim it now because we have proven results. I can say we have a revolution in our hand, and that's why it's time to launch, to make this change and launch Valia Fashion, because we have made the adjustment compared to Valia Furniture to make this solution suitable, relevant, and performing in a fashion context.
So you mentioned how furniture is different from fashion, and obviously there are many differences. So you work across all three that you mentioned, furniture, automotive, and fashion. Do you see any crossovers? Have you been able to take any lessons from the other sectors and actually implement them into your day-to-day or the Valia fashion platform? And do you think that there can be lessons learned in a wider context for fashion from different industries? Even though they're quite different.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. I talked about furniture industry. We learn from that experience, and we get, for example, the capacity to produce on demand, to manage low volumes, to comply with the coming traceability regulation and constraints. So definitely this is something we can count on and capitalize on. This is from our experience on the furniture market. For what regards the automotive, the context is different. Again, it's a completely different industry. It is a very concentrated industry. You know, if you take 10 biggest player, they control the majority of the business. So it's very concentrated business, and that is very different within the furniture and fashion market. Another difference is that this automotive industry is driven by optimization, repeatability. When you produce a car, you do it for whatever the component of the car, you do it for 10 years. Same thing, 10 years. It's completely different when making a garment. Each day is different. So this industry is driven by optimization, repeatability, and operational excellence. They work in a very tense and tight supply chain mode. Any shortage and the flow is affected. Remember the chip shortage last year, it was a mess. So in such a context, answer can't be the same. And for what regards the automotive, really, the context is very, very different. But if I have to get something from the automotive that is still interesting for in a fashion context, I will mention two things. First, I know by looking at the automotive industry that there is still a place of improvement, whatever the criteria. Whatever your achievement, always, and the most important, always, you still have place of improvement, and you can always improve. There is a real gap in terms of performance and some criteria between those industries, so I can tell that, and they always push the limit. And I also know that the most impactful place where making this improvement is the cutting room. So that's the first lesson I learned from the automotive industry. Still, you can improve. And the second one is the power of the data. Power of data. By collecting data all over the world in real time, you know, we have thousands of equipment connected, so we can combine and look at a huge amount of data, tap into it. And by combining it with artificial intelligence, it gives outstanding results. It's just amazing, so things we can do with data. And I learned that from automotive as well. They look very precisely, deeply in the data, and they can get a new place of improvement always. So it's a lesson learned for the other industry as well. We should be very interested in the data we generate when producing.
For sure. And I want to draw on something that you mentioned. I'm very interested in the EU sustainability legislation that's coming up, and we've touched on traceability and transparency, which is so important today in fashion. And I think what you mentioned about data is going to be really key in unlocking a better fashion future. But we also know that consumer demand is more uncompromising than ever. So, you know, people want speed, style, and a low cost. But there's also this imperative for traceability. And do you have any thoughts on what you believe is the key to managing and meeting demands? And do you have a personal opinion about consumerism and about sustainability and what the outlook is in terms of fashion specifically?
Yes. So first of all, I completely agree with your statement, and the question is good. The answer is not easy, but the observation is correct, and I fully agree. And that is what is true is that whatever the model or the demand is changing and is more and more demanding. And to me again, what is sure is that a full digital transformation of the industry is called. You know, I heard this recently from discussing this week with a fashion expert, and he said this: we should move from a labor-intensive model to a data-intensive model. where all players from creation, manufacturing, promotion, even retailer, they all have to work in a synchronized way through data. So that's a bit conceptual, but I think it's true. That means old-fashioned industry players must transform themselves. That's the only way to solve this problem. From distribution networks to supply chain, taking into account corporate social responsibility issues, and continuous adjustment of their product range and their positioning strategies. And they have to do that together. And if I can add, this is what we intend to do at Lectra. We want to be the partner of this required transformation. This is what we are looking for when providing a connected digital workflow to our customer, so that they can make significant material savings. They will ensure traceability of the entire textile supply chain, and so that they will play a direct role in reducing the environmental impact. That's not easy, definitely, but I think the key is in the transformation of the whole ecosystem, not only manufacturers, not only retailer, not only designer, brands. It has to be a common transformation. And to me, that is the key to meet this rising and market requirements you mentioned that are sometimes contradictory.
Exactly, yeah. The contradiction is what makes it such a difficult problem, for sure. And linked to this is really on-demand manufacturing and customization. So I wanted to ask you for your thoughts on how close you think the fashion industry is to achieving these ideas of design to production processes at scale. Do you think it can play into sustainability? And is it feasible for fashion? You mentioned it for furniture because it's, I think, a bit easier. So what are your thoughts on that? How can the fashion industry really scale the design to production process?
The on-demand model is not cannot be applied for the whole consumption. It's not that scalable. So it will exist. It's a model. But it's part of the transformation of this market that is very complex. Fashion market is becoming more and more complex and diverse. I will say it's being disrupted. You know, you have those new stakeholder, new player arriving, like huge company covering the whole supply chain, from social network distribution to manufacturing. You can mention Shein or Amazon, but you also have smaller player rising, hyper specialized with a clear strategy or clear message around environment and so on. So, and you also have new tech profile arriving in the business, profile from data, from the web, a new business model around the web, by the way. You also have second hands. So you have many, many different disruptions arriving, and on-demand model is not the only one. On the only answer, and it won't be the only answer. You will still have on-demand model, but you will have others. You will have other technological disruptions. You will have different consumer behavior, new regulations that depend on the region. So, and this all this in a world that is becoming, or I don't know if it's more unstable, but that is still unstable. So all this create an environment where there is no one answer. Customization, on-demand production, small batches, local shoring, massive production, or anything. It's not the only answer. It's not a single viable model that will arise. But it's more, the future is more an hybrid model where traditional mass production coexists with agile, on-demand coexists with batch production based on powerful predictive model. That's maybe the transformation the batch production need to adopt. So whatever the transformation of the industry, whatever the model, what is important is the flexibility, the responsiveness to the market. And also the sustainability and traceability is a common concern for the whole supply chain. But whatever the model, because it's designed for that, Valia Fashion will help the players to face this new challenge. This is the way Valia Fashion is designed, not only to match with one model, on-demand, customization, mass production, but to match with all of them, to address the whole industry. That's the way Valia Fashion has been designed.
Yes, I agree. I think it's not as simple as saying there's just one idea and, you know, we know it's good for sustainability. We know it's good for many things for customers too, but it's not easy just to say that there's one future and one process that's going to be dominant. And I wanted to get your opinion on what you think the next 50 years look like. We just spoke a little bit about it. It's hard to pinpoint exactly, but Lectra has been around for 50 years, which has probably seen a lot of change in that time. Obviously, the technological advances have been significant. We can't predict anything, but what do you think are the forces that are going to most likely shape fashion in the next 50 years? It can be technological or otherwise.
If I had to be more pragmatic out of this landscape, I'm pretty sure that the next 50 years in the fashion industry will be shaped by two macro trends. Again, not a surprise, I already said it, but it is about sustainability in one hand and technology in the other hand. Sustainability, because there will definitely, we will have all an increase consumer demand for eco-friendly practices, for green materials, for recycling, for respectful working condition. That is also very important. And regulation also will push supply chain towards a sustainable and ethical production. So that's the first, I'm sure, transformation that I'm sure is for the long term, is the sustainable transformation. And the second one is the technical innovation, technological innovation. The advances in artificial intelligence, in machine learning, will favor creation process, supply chain efficiency, transparency, and even the customer engagement, I think. If all the supply chain transform, I think it will engage also the end users. So these are the changes that will can predict for the next, I don't know if 50 years, but for the future, around a change around the landscape and really a big trend around the sustainability and the technology. And this is positive. We should not be alarmist. So these changes will create a dynamic landscape in which to exist, player will have to transform their model. And whatever the future is, this is precisely where Lectra will be for the next 50 years, with our customer to face this sustainable and technological challenge with a lot of enthusiasm, because we really believe in it. So this is where Lectra will be for the next 50 years.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's daunting, but it's exciting. There's a lot of opportunity, and there's, yeah, and it's for all players, all stakeholders. There's a lot of opportunity for technology companies, for brands, for the companies involved in sustainability. And I think what sometimes is a bit scary is that it has to happen fast. And like you mentioned, technology is just changing day by day. There's something different, it feels like. But I agree, I'm positive, and I think your positivity as well is well-founded. So, Nicolas, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your insights. And we'll be looking out for your work and the work that Lectra does in the next 50 years and closer to that too.
Yeah, it will be a pleasure. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Nicolas. Be sure to give Lectra a follow on their social media platforms. And if you'd like to learn more about their Valia Fashion solution for fashion, visit www.lectra.com/en/products/Valia or get in touch with a member of the Lectra team today. There are many more exciting guests in our podcast schedule, so make sure you don't miss an episode and subscribe to the Interline podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, and give us a follow on LinkedIn and Instagram. Also be sure to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, where we give you our analysis on the biggest stories of the week in the world of fashion technology. Thanks very much for listening. Bye for now.